Vox Quick Hits.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to Today Explained Live. I'm Sean Ramos from Today Explained Live. Is a lot like the usual show, but with more video conferencing and less sound quality. I'm going to cede the floor here right off the bat because we have a very rare guest, a once in a blue moon booking. He only gives interviews like every 17 years. Please welcome a cicada.
Hey, Sean, thank you so much for letting me on the show today. You know, sometimes I reflect about my life as a periodical cicada. I've been living underground for 17 years in a COVID-like existence. You know, I've been social distancing with my broodmates underneath there. I've been sucking on the sap of tree roots for 17 years. It's been a pretty dismal existence, but you know what? Hey, my time is coming. I'm about to make a jailbreak. I've already built my tunnel to the world. I've climbed up there a couple times to take a look at things. The sun is shining, you know? In a couple weeks, I'm coming up. I'm gonna shed my skin. I'm going to grow wings. I'm going to turn into an adult periodical cicada. I'm 17 years old. I'm climbing up to the treetops. There's going to be a big boy band up there. It's going to be a cicada palooza. I'm going to find my mate. I'm going to woo her. And hey, we're going to hook up. Then she's going to lay eggs in the treetops. And unfortunately, hey, I'm going to tumble to the ground and die. But for now, I'm getting up and out of here. Wow, here we go.
Michael Rapp, Professor Emeritus of Entomology at the University of Maryland. Some people know you as the bug guy, and for everyone who just saw that, they now know why. It looks like you really love cicadas out there, but I got to tell you, you know, people out there, especially on the East Coast right now, they're scared. They're scared. They're just getting over one plague, and there's another one right around the corner. Could you tell everyone who doesn't know what is about to happen to the eastern United States?
This is going to be what I call the cicada palooza. And the best part about this is between Georgia to New York State, then west to the Mississippi, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana. It's going to be a big cicada palooza. We are going to have billions, if not trillions, of periodical cicadas. And guess what? They're going to intersect with tens of millions of human beings. And it's going to be pretty special. It's going to be like having a National Geographic special in your own backyard. You're going to be able to go out. You're going to be able to witness an event that only happens once every 13 or 17 years in a specific location. You're going to see birth. You're going to see death. You're going to see romance in the treetops. Hey, it's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones. So get out and enjoy this thing. It is special.
So for all the people who weren't on the eastern United States, 17 years ago, or who have never, you know, even been aware of this phenomenon to begin with, how do you know a cicada from a cricket, let's say?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of misinformation out there and misunderstanding. Our early colonists thought that these creatures coming up out of the ground were locusts. So the name locust became attached to periodical cicadas. But guess what? Locusts are grasshoppers. These insects are much more closely related to some of their relatives like aphids. I think what happened when the colonists saw these billions of creatures coming up out of the ground, remember, they had just escaped religious persecution back in the old world. They got here and, oh my God, here's a whole bunch of things coming out of the earth. It's the eighth biblical plague again. So I think that's how locusts got attached, but they're not locusts. These are little sucking insects about the size of my thumb, more closely related to their cousins, the aphids.
And I guess one other distinctive thing about these guys is their sound. Tell me about their sound. They're very loud. I hear my at-home studio isn't going to work anymore because they're going to be so loud.
Well, you know, Sean, they are going to be loud. The males have a special organ on the sides of their abdomen. It's called the timbal organ. It acts like a drum head. So they can vibrate the timbal organ. Their abdomen is hollow to act like a reverberation chamber. And when you get several thousand up in the treetop, all basically joining the big boy band, it's only the males that sing, and it's all about romance. They're trying to woo their mates. The sound up there, Sean, is going to reach somewhere between 80 and 100 decibels, the sound of a lawnmower going by or a jet aircraft overhead. So they are going to make quite a chorus up in the treetops.
How do you get up close? Do the cicadas, are they skittish? Do they run away? Or can you observe the hellscape, the coming escape?
Yeah, these are great questions. For people that fear the cicada, what I suggest to do right now is learn as much about cicadas as you possibly can. There are wonderful websites out there. We have one, it's called the Cicada Crew UMD, also Cicada Mania, great websites, lots of information. Understand that cicadas are not going to bite, they're not going to sting, they're not going to carry away small children and dogs like the monkeys in the Wizard of Oz. That's not happening. You can hold these things. Children will be very fascinated by this. If you're still struggling with this, I suggest you seek counseling. I take this seriously. You might want to talk to somebody. And finally, if you just can't take it, I've already advised several people, just get out of town. If there were cicadas there in 04, you're going to have them in 2021. Here in Maryland, head for Ocean City. They're not going to be at the beach. Go to upstate New York. Go down to Florida. Go to California. No cicadas in those places. You might just want to plan a little vacation if you think this is going to be too much to bear. I get it. It's been a pretty dreary difficult couple of years to get through. So sure, if this is going to be too much, just take a little vacation, I think.
And on the flip side of that, what if you want to get up close? Are they going to run away? Are they going to welcome the attention?
Nah, they're going to be easy. Like I said, hey, in my backyard, the densities are going to be amazing. Throughout my neighborhood, there are simply going to be tens of thousands of cicadas everywhere. They're going to come out of the ground at dusk sometime in those second, third, and fourth weeks of May. They're going to make a mad dash for the treetops. You can go out at dusk and literally see thousands of cicadas coming out of the ground. They're going to shed their skins. The males are going to be present in the morning and the females. You'll see these on vegetation. They're going to be flying around. People will say, oh, they get in my hair. They land on me. They're attacking. They're not really. They're just kind of bumbling. It's the guys and the gals. They're just trying to get up into the big party in the sky. Remember, they're teenagers. They're 17 years old. They want to party in the sun. You might be in the way. They might land on you. If they do, just pick them off and say, hey, you're pretty cute, but hey, I'm not your mate. You just throw them up in the air. They're going to take off and head for the big party in the sky. So try not to fear the cicada. Go out and enjoy them. Kids are going to love to collect the shells. My granddaughters are going to be holding these things to look at them. You can put them on your clothes. They make great living jewelry. You know, you can put them on your ears or on your head. You know, it's pretty cool. You're going to have some fun with cicadas.
Michael Raup, thank you so much for preparing us for Cicada Palooza or Cicada Apocalypse, depending on what floats your boat. We really appreciate it. That was an excerpt of Today Explained. To hear the whole enchilada and others like it, check out Today Explained wherever you check out your podcasts.